This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. One person has been confirmed dead since Hurricane Michael came ashore. It packs maximum sustained winds thus far, 250 kilometers per hour, and it fulfills expectations that it would hit Florida Wednesday afternoon with at least the same strength. Witnessing this is AP correspondent John Moon.
We're looking at winds gusting past 120 right now. Definitely not safe to be outside. Where I'm looking at from the foyer of this hotel, the wind just blew open the exterior doors. The pressure is so low, the wind is disgusting. Yeah, it's bad. So more awning is just blown off of the front of the Holiday Inn Express where we are.
Michael has already soaked parts of Central America and Cuba with heavy rains, causing flooding and power outages, and at least 13 storm-related deaths have been reported in El Salvador, Honduras, and Nicaragua. A U.S. congressional study concludes that the protection of human rights in China has been on a downward trajectory by virtually every measure since President Xi Jinping assumed power in 2012. Florida Senator Marco Rubio is one of the members of Congress contributing to the report. He said a particular concern is the mass arbitrary internment of as many as 1 million or Uyghurs.
As many as 1 million or more Uyghur and other Muslims are being held in camps just like this. Individuals are arbitrarily detained, and in many cases detention appears to be indefinite. Local orphanages are reportedly overcrowded with Uyghur children whose parents were taken away to a camp such as this.
The report also attacked Beijing for its control of Hong Kong. The United States has charged a Chinese spy with trying to steal trade secrets from some of the country's top aviation and aerospace companies. The Justice Department announced Wednesday arrested Yang Jun Xu in Belgium on April 1st and extradited him to the U.S.